By the time you are 30, you have been through a certain kind of mill. And the most serious effect of the mill you've been through is, again, not the catalog of disaster. The policeman, the taxi drivers, the waiters, the landlady, the landlord, the banks, the insurance companies, the millions of details, 24 hours of every day, which spell out to you that you are a worthless human being. It is not that. It's by that time you've begun to see it happening in your daughter or your son or your niece or your nephew. You are 30 by now, and nothing you have done has helped you escape the trap.
Emmett still, we still Emmett. Mothers cry over open caskets, they sons in it. My sons in it, your sons in it. The way we move in the world, we constricted. The sense of pride in our hearts, they undid it. The threat of death on our backs, we run with it. The tragedy and the pain, we won with it. Politicians try to convince us it's all unscripted. A simple whistle, toy pistol, loose cigarette. And yet I'm still a nigga, yet yes I'm still a nigga, yep. No arrest, yet the stress is uncivil. Rockin' hard place, my home is in the middle. And I'm Emmett still, yeah I'm Emmett still. Yeah I'm Emmett still. Seasons change, sound arranging, yet I'm Emmett still. I will never break, even though they try to break my will. Yeah I'm Emmett still. Yeah, I'm Emmett Steele.
If one has got to prove one's title to the land, isn't 400 years enough? 400 years, at least three wars. The American soil is full of the corpses of my ancestors. Why is my freedom or my citizenship or my right to live there? How is it concealed? Their question now.
Bougie nigga, gutter nigga, you was still a negro. You be walking, hear the word, what you call me nigga for? Your name could be Tamir, or your name could be Obama. They don't like you, they don't like your father or your mama. You could be the president, a lawyer, or your honor. And some stupid beat, Fox TV, or disrespect your honor. And I call that stupid beat, the stupid beat, that's what it is. How the fuck you justify the police killing kids? I represent the people Popo never loved. 100 years ago, we was lynched, we was drugged. 100 years later, still face down in the mud. But I'ma tell you dirty ass devils one fact. You better get hip, we will shoot back. I got this AR with me even if I'm butt naked. And I doubt a government agent try and come take it. You see, the only thing the devil's deal is a shot it. I let freedom ring in every bullet in his body.
It is a terrible thing for an entire people to surrender to the notion that 1/9 of its population is beneath them. And until that moment, till the moment comes, when we, the American people, are able to accept the fact that I have to accept, for example, that my ancestors are both white and black, that on that continent we are trying to forge a new identity for which we need each other, and that I am not a ward of America. I am not an object of missionary charity. I am one of the people who built the country. Until this moment, there is scarcely any hope for the American dream, because the people who are denied participation in it, by their very presence, will wreck it. And if that happens, it's a very grave moment for the West.